Now, in the first part of a two-part interview, Ian Willoughby meets Czech singing legend Pavel Bobek, a man whose versions of American country and folk songs have become part of the cultural tapestry here in the Czech Republic.
Já tuším, že jsi hezká, jak bývala stolikrát. Nechtěj mi lásku brát.
Pavel Bobek is one of the greats of Czech popular music, best known for his Czech versions of songs by American artists like Kris Kristofferson, Bob Dylan, and his longtime hero Johnny Cash. A trained architect, he started out in the Czechoslovak big beat or rock and roll scene of the late 1950s and early 1960s, singing with an early version of Olympic before becoming a member of the Semaphore Theatre, one of the country's most vibrant cultural institutions in the communist era. Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting Pavel Bobek, who's now 73, at his home in a leafy corner of the Prague suburb of Břevnov. Our first topic, his beginnings in music.
During those years when I was studying architecture, I was listening to American music, this radio station, which was available here, even through those rough communist times. The name of the station was American Forces Network, and the voices came from Munich, Germany. I started to play piano and to play these songs on piano, and I started to catch the words, the lyrics of the songs. There was no magnetophones, no tape recorders. So I had to do it many times, and then after listening to a beautiful song for, let's say, 50 times, I had the lyrics, and I was able to sing these songs and to sing it to my schoolmates at architecture, and we made a small rock and roll group on the School of Architecture in Prague, and I was a singer there. And so my first audience were my schoolmates.
I know you were in an early version of the group Olympic, who later became a kind of Czech Beatles. Did you ever regret leaving Olympic?
No, I never regret it. I'll never regret it, because it was natural. For example, Janda, Petr Janda, leader of the group, who came into Olympic group later than me. But we are only, I think, 4 years difference in age, but still our musical taste is different. These different 3 years made everything, because the first time I heard in the early 60s, the earliest recordings of the Beatles, I was not... It was no rock and roll. Beatles, of course, were genius, but they were no rock and roll. They were completely lost in rock and roll, and I like people who are at home with rock and roll.
You also are at home yourself in country, and you joined this group, I believe, called Country Beat, who performs at the Semaphore Theatre, and then you became a member of the theatre. One thing I can't understand about the Semaphore Theatre, I always hear how it's so legendary, and it's associated with many musicians. But generally, when I think of a theatre, I don't think of music. What kind of an institution was Semaphore that it was so connected with music?
It was very, 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 from the first days where I was still only in the audience. It was always had to do a lot with music. Maybe you know the names like Jiří Šlitr. And Jiří Šlitr and Jiří Suchý composed very, very good songs and performed them. They were very, very popular. And they were so popular that they had time enough to fill the itinerary of a month. So they came to our small show with Country Beat, and two young actors, Miroslav Šemek and Jiří Grossman. He found it amusing, and he said, "Well, we are so many work, even abroad. So would you take a part of a Semaphore Theatre program with us to do, let's say, a half of it?" Of course, it was something for us. So that was the day the country and rock and roll music was brought to the stage of Semaphore Theatre. Songs we made on the stage of Semaphore with Country Beat group, and later with a genial Czech lyrics made up for originally American for the English lyrics by Jiří Grossman, started to be very, very popular, and it was my start.
Chci na blízku tě mít. Je zázračné to vědomí, že ještě vůbec bdím. Že tím, co je muž ženě, nemohu ti být, ruby já pochopím. A je to možná hloupost nesmírná, s níž odvážím si přát. O ruby, nechtěj mi lásku brát.
I know you were a member of the Divadlo Semaphore until 1990. What did you get out of the experience of being a member of the theater for all those years?
I think it was a big school for me. I'm no showman, you know. But those 23 years on Semaphore stage taught me to move on the stage, to speak to the people with no troubles, and to have courage enough. I think I'm very, very thankful to Semaphore. And when it all ended in 1990, no regrets. The situation was completely different. I was on my own. I thought to myself, singing American songs. Now, when the American songs are imported to this country, nobody would have interest. But somehow the interest stayed. After 3, 4, 5 years, I was back.
You studied architecture. What did your parents or your family think about the fact that you were singing rock and roll and country?
Nothing bad. Nothing bad, because I've never abandoned architecture. This, for example, where we are sitting now here, it's my work. My greatest friends are not among musicians, but among architects and builders and so on. So my father, he died when I was 18, before I started with music. I don't know what he would say, but I'm quite sure he would agree. My mother said from time to time, "You're a young boy, you studied and studied and studied, now you're traveling with crazy band through the country, drinking, and you should stay with your." But this was her opinion for the first time, for 4 years. But when it came to something more serious and less crazy, she agreed. Me Houston, Houston, Houston. Tulák se zoufale zpátky vlík, aby svému městu složil dík. Mou duší táhne stín, je zlé, když teď už vím, co by řekl mi Houston, Houston, Houston.
You started singing in English, but later switched to Czech. Was that because of some political pressure from the regime?
Not at all, not at all. First, I never stopped singing English. I still do. I still sing in English, many songs. There was no pressure from the regime on me. He's the guy who sings English. I don't know how, but my personal suspicion is that somebody from the top places in the Communist Party simply liked the songs as well as my audience, because it was nothing wild, it was nothing against the regime, simply good songs. And with Izzy Grossman, we found the solution to sing these American songs in Czech, because especially the country music depends on the lyrics, because those are the stories many times. So I had to stand up the stage and say, the next song is about a man who came from war and he didn't find his girl, and his eager response stayed behind the curtain and said, hey boy, 16 minutes you are speaking about what is the song. Sing it simply in Czech. In two minutes they will know everything.
Houston, Houston, co by řek mi Houston, Houston.